Hello, 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 and welcome to Bus Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We are going to be covering The Good Place, Season 4, Episode 7, Help is Other People, and Season 4, Episode 8, The Funerals to End All Funerals.
Dang. That sounds very serious, and we are generally not serious, and this show is semi-serious. So yeah, we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers. I mean, we're heading into the end stage of season 4 here on The Good Place, so we probably should be watching this by now. I'm just thinking that you probably need to, and you might even get ahead of us because it just goes so terribly quickly. We are having a sidecar and an old-fashioned. For those of you who are not bourbon drinkers, the sidecar in this instance has, it's kind of like a whiskey sour, but it's got yummy special stuff in it, which included some pineapple juice and stuff like that. It was really very tasty. And the old fashioned is a pretty traditional old fashioned, but just, you know, it's good bourbon, so it makes a difference.
It all works out.
It all works out. We're doing great. We're doing great.
We're doing fine. Everything is fine.
Everything is fine. All right. So let's get started.
Season 4, Episode 7, Help is Other People. Eleanor makes an educational video marking the end of the first year of the experiment, which little do they know is just the end of the experiment. To encourage them to do more good deeds before the day is over. The group discusses that they will have to have a party celebrating the 1 year.
And Tahani's going to host it.
Obviously. Janet will be eating the replicants, so look away.
Well, one of the things about Tahani, and this is just why we hate her so much, you know, we talk about hating her and you're thinking, you're just being mean. But no, she does stuff like, well, it's going to be London black tie, not Sussex black tie, or, you know, like all these other regions in England, and we definitely don't want that. It has to be London black tie.
I just don't find her shtick very funny. Like, I find Jason's dumb thing very funny. I find Eleanor's selfishness occasionally pretty funny. Chidi's hilarious to me. Michael is so funny, and Janet's really funny. So Tahani is just kind of like, not because of the actress, but because of the writing and this and her, the kind of character she is. I just find her less funny.
Yeah.
And more just annoying. Anyway, so they will have they're going to try to have the humans do toasts for each other to get some points about saying nice things. Tahani and Jason meet with the humans before the party. Simone shows them her conspiracy board talking about how something is clearly wrong with the neighborhood. And
Tahani and Jason are freaking out.
Yeah. Eleanor wants Janet to peek inside the obelisk that the accountant is in because she's really nervous about the results. She is worried about Brent and his lack of growth, but Janet can't do that. So
yeah, she tries, but she can't. So there we go. So Brent clearly has not improved, and they are having a discussion. Chidi and Simone start calling each other pet names like Muffin. The gossip guy, whose name I can never remember.
John.
Yeah, that guy. Says he can't keep it anymore. There is something wrong with the neighborhood, and it's Jason.
Well, Simone tells them about the data she collected and thinks that Eleanor and Michael are up to something, and Chidi feels upset that she didn't tell him any of this, and she's like, it would have skewed the data. And yeah, John tells the group Jason's identity, like you said, and Simone feels betrayed by Chidi for not telling her about that.
Knew about Jason, yeah.
Simone thinks that this is an experiment rather than the good place, and yep, she's right. Simone also calls out that Brent doesn't belong there, and Brent brings up the best place, and she's just like, you think you belong in the best place?
You definitely do not. You're a bad person. And I'm glad that she's saying it to him, but, you know, she said it to him before, but she doesn't do it in any constructive kind of way, which is why he doesn't take it. Of course, he's not the kind of guy who takes constructive or
any criticism
or instruction or anything.
Simone tells Chidi that they have a special mission and they're going to head off on their own. Jason and Tahani tell Eleanor what's going on. Meanwhile, Chidi and Simone are searching through Eleanor and Michael's office.
This is so funny. They come across a notebook of Michael's lyrics.
Soul Train to Funky Town or something.
Yeah, and Simone's like, this is definitely a thing that makes me think we're in hell.
It's kind of like the 3-hour jazz opera,
Yeah, he's like,
or like spoken word jazz opera, or
yes,
whatever. It's like, this is the bad place.
this is the bad place. So Michael thinks that they can't play it safe. They can't just, come up with, one of their more conventional, let them work it out things because they have so little time left. And he's a, and someone says fork it, and Jason's like, I'm always down for forking it.
And then Simone, Chidi is telling Simone that he's hesitant to believe this is the bad place because of what Eleanor told him about soulmates. And then Simone's just like, there are no soulmates. I don't think that they exist.
And
And
he's so
clearly Eleanor was lying to you. And then they find the board with their four pictures on them. On it, and they're like, okay, well, this is clearly something.
so, and because they're the only people on it, and they realize, wait a minute, there's got to be something going on here.
I forgot to mention that throughout this episode, Michael is trying to become an amateur, like, human magician. It's the funniest shit. I love it so much.
Because he's not good.
Because he's not good, but and no one's impressed. And so to distract the humans who are at the party, she has Michael and Janet in a very sparkly, like, magician's assistant outfit.
It's hilarious, poor
It's just
Janet.
her regular Janet outfit, but sparkly, which is very funny. And they are doing a little magic show, and no one's clapping. And he's just
Finally.
like, he's like, why aren't the replicants clapping? You literally made them, Janet. And the
And
Janet's like, they
they
take
see
it,
what
they
they
call it like they
see.
see it.
And then he does this last thing where he's pulling something out of the hat, and it creates, oh,
Well,
chasm.
no. Simone and John tells John and Brent that this is just the four of them being experimented on. Then Michael calls Brent as a volunteer for his act. They seem pretty just like okay with that. They don't really have much time to react before Brent is being called to the stage. But yes, the chasm opens up, and Brent is holding on to the other side, to the side of it, for dear life. They tell the humans to help Brent while the others split up. Chidi wants to help, but literally no one else is.
Right, and he's trying to convince them, like, it is our moral duty. Like, you don't have to like him, you just need to do what you need to do.
The group is talking back at the office, and Jason tells the group something like actually coherent, and Tahani's like, Jason, that was coherent. And then he says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. But he's essentially like, well, at least we tried something instead of just like sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, but it's really funny, like, because when they're talking about analogies, Eleanor is like, oh, it's the opposite of, like, good stuff. And Jason calls Brent a toilet full of broccoli. Tahani's shocked that he's made two good analogies.
He
And
thinks
she's
she
like,
thinks are you a
are you a
demon
demon?
in a Jason suit?
Yeah. So Chini is still trying to convince the others to help Brent.
Even though they're kind of figuring out this is the bad place, and he's like, you know what?
It
Almond
doesn't
milk.
matter. Yeah, right. I know. I knew it was almond milk. But Simone leaves. Yeah, she's like, no, I'm not going to help you. And the gossip guy leaves with him, with her. So they find, they being the main people, Michael, Janet, and Eleanor, find Brent and Chidi in the hole. So because Chidi was trying to get him out and fell in, and Chidi's freaking out. It's like, I'm scared, I'm scared. And Brent's like, I'm not scared, I'm fine. Jason says that because they talk about, we've got to blow this up. Michael says that, and Jason's like, I'm always down to blowing something up.
I'm living proof that you can blow things up twice.
Yeah. So Chidi acknowledges that he knows it's the bad place, because they get him out and they're back in the office, and he acknowledges that he knows it's the bad place, and Michael and Eleanor do the evil laugh thing, like
That
you
was
saw
so
it.
funny.
Yeah.
Michael has an evil laugh that it's essentially the same one he did when Eleanor figured it out, but Eleanor's evil laugh is very, very funny.
And Brent's kind of like, oh, well, so now I get to go to the best place. And Michael's like, now you're going to go to the actual bad place. This was just a way station, and they're going to really torture you, and they're gonna flatten your penis. And Brent's like, hey, wait a minute, hey. So Chidi admits that he doesn't like Brent, And he tells Brent that Brent's a bad person because Brent the whole time is like, "Oh, you're my only friend." He's like, "I don't like you. You know, I was not nice to you because I like you. I was nice to you because
I have morals.
I have morals." So Brent is trying to, get the words out to say that he is sorry when the experiment runs out, that the time stops. And Janet hands Eleanor a pitcher of margaritas. And that's the end of the episode. What were your best parts?
Michael's magic. Hilarious. Stupid, but hilarious. Jason, I love Jason. He's so funny.
He
And
is
him
very
being
funny.
like, her, Tawny saying, "Jason, that was coherent." And he's like, "Sorry, it won't happen again. I didn't mean to." Cheaty. He always has a really good moral compass, and it does not fail him in this episode.
Chidi's obviously a best part for me. Jason, Janet, I think is really funny in
Oh,
this
Jason,
too.
sorry, Janet, calling it like they see.
I hear her call it like they in her glitter outfit. That's just hilarious. What are your worst parts?
Brent, obviously,
Yeah.
John,
Yeah.
and Simone.
So yeah, all of them are worst
I
parts,
would
aren't
just
they?
like to say, it's like, obviously, Simone's very smart and she figured out it was an experiment, all that stuff. But this just goes to show that she's still not a very good person. Like, what do you expect to happen? You figure out the experiment, and then it's like, all right, well, I'm going to abandon this person because, but like, how is that going to help the experiment
Or
at
help
all?
you.
Yeah, like you
Right.
can't, there is no way out. You are dead. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
And I
Like,
maybe
I
she doesn't
mean,
care. Or she doesn't
they
believe
have no
anything's
way
going to happen.
out is the problem. And so I'm just like, what? I don't know. I just find her all of that very short-sighted. And it's okay for her to not believe in soulmates, but don't do that to Chidi.
Yeah,
That's just
I don't like that
mean.
because I believe in soulmates. So that's the thing. Yeah, I agree that all three of them were terrible, and I did find it was so disappointing with Simone to me.
Yeah, because I really liked Simone in season three, but then this season just kind of ruined her for me.
Yeah, and I know they're doing it on purpose because they, they like we all like the Eleanor Chidi thing, but
Yeah, but they didn't. Like, we liked that in season three as well, but I could still like Simone.
yeah.
I don't know.
Why we need to ruin her as a character, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Brent's just a bad influence.
Yeah, I guess it's just her around Brent and like not liking Brent. It's like, yeah, you cannot like the guy, but like don't leave him to die again.
Yeah,
Because you
it's
don't
just
know what
bad.
would have happened if he fell down that hole.
No, you do not. So what grade did you give this episode?
B.
Yeah, I gave it a B also. It's not a bad episode, just
No.
kind of like
Yeah, it's kind of there.
just.
So season four, episode eight, the funerals to end all funerals. They go back, the group goes back to Mindy St. Clair's house where the accountant's obelisk is, and the accountant comes out and tells them he can't reveal anything until they get to the judges' chambers. The humans are paused, so like the people experimented on were paused and are stored in the bathroom at Mindy's. They're kind of just unconscious. Only Michael can go to the judges' chambers because he's an eternal immortal being
Yeah.
thing. And so no humans are allowed.
Janet starts talking about how, as a distraction, I could tell you about your funerals and tell you about how you died in your funerals and stuff like that.
Well,
And
they know how they die.
right. And so Jason says, "Well, I'm guessing I had a funeral and whatever." He's unsure. And she's like, "Well, your friends honored you by graffitiing the Red Lobster." And he's like, "That's a Jacksonville funeral, all right." Tahani decides, "Oh, we should throw the funeral to end all funerals." And Jason's at like, "If we don't like this funeral, we can have another in just a few minutes."
Yeah. That's
Meanwhile,
like a Jacksonville saying or something.
yeah.
Michael and Sean meet in the judges' chambers, and the committee from the Good Place join them there, and they are very nice.
Yeah, I just
Anyway.
don't understand why these are good place representatives, but okay.
Well, they're just
That's
supposed to be like the pendulum swing all the way to like they are so good that they can't function.
well, right, they're so weak and indecisive. It's kind of like,
Exactly.
oh, I don't see that as necessarily all of the good
And I
qualities.
think that's supposed to be the point. But
Yeah.
the group has Tahani's funeral in a private jet and say nice things about her improvement. And Eleanor says she was her best friend, and it's very sweet. And then they're like, you know, I wish Chidi were here. And so they just like bring an unconscious Chidi to the next
It's
one.
very Weekend at Bernie's.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's a movie where there's a dead body and these guys like bring the dead body around with them, like they put sunglasses on it and like
Oh,
drive.
the classic tropes.
Yeah, exactly.
The judge shows up to her chambers and the accountant tells them that Simone, Chidi, and John improved, but Brent decreased by 1%. The group has Jason's funeral at a pool and talk about how his mom gave birth.
To him in the deep end of a pool
Yeah.
after doing a cannonball.
And then he said, oh yeah, and she died when I was little though from the big C. And then she and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he's like, the crocodile that we called the big C. And then they're like, oh my God. And then he's like, I'm just kidding. It was cancer. Watch me do a handstand. Very
So funny.
funny.
And so Jason.
Very, very funny.
So Michael and Sean are deciding to argue their cases to the judge, and so both of them make arguments for and against humans generally. And are did the four they show that the four humans that they interacted with after they decided as
On Earth,
on Earth, the
Tahani's
second,
sister, Eleanor's mom, those people.
the people that they went back to try to help were the Soul Squad. As the Soul Squad, all four of those people had improved after the Soul Squad intervened with them. So Michael's point is that no one can't be redeemed. And the judge is like, ah, I'm gonna retire and make a decision.
Then, because Brent also improved right a lot right before the end.
Yeah, right at the end.
Janet says that she doesn't need a funeral and talks about how she learned so much from the group, like optimism from Eleanor, found family, emotion, all that
Yeah.
stuff. Eleanor has her funeral at a bar in a house that no one invited her to.
Yeah.
Tahani appreciated feeling seen by Eleanor, and Jason starts beatboxing EDM, like
He's
an
so
original
good at
EDM
making
song.
songs.
And to express his emotions, it's hysterical.
I'm so like, wee, wah.
They have Chidi's,
Funeral next.
yeah. Well, also Chidi, I forgot to mention, is in the pool like on a
In a float.
floaty in a mailman costume.
It's so like it's such an Eleanor thing to do
Yeah,
to him.
they have Chidi's back at his apartment, but Eleanor can't sum up her feelings for Chidi in one sentence, and she's having a hard time expressing herself, which is very sweet. Then they are summoned by the
The judge.
judge to go for the ruling. The
And
judge,
she,
sorry.
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So the judge's ruling is that she agrees that the point system that they've been using in the afterlife is flawed. And so she's like, well, clearly the answer is that we cancel Earth, destroy all the humans in the bad place and the good place, and we
Start
start
from
over, start
scratch.
from scratch. And then there's this, argument. And the judge is like, well, but Earth is just too complicated for humans to actually improve the on Earth. So the answer is that we just eliminate it. So Janet, there's a cancellation button that looks like a garage door opener. And she goes looking for it. She produces it, the judge does. And Janet takes the cancellation button and hides it in her void. And bad Janet steps forward. She's like, because the judge is going to go look in the void, can't find it. Bad Janet steps forward and she's like, I have it. And I am on the side with with Michael, because I read the manifesto that he and good Janet wrote, and I agree with them. And the judge is like, well, I can just marbleize you or something along those lines. And she's like, you don't understand. All of the Janets are on the side of Michael. And the judge is like, I'll marbleize you one by one. And Michael's like, we need a new system. We need to create one now to give it an alternative to destroying Earth. And Eleanor says, we need Chidi.
We need to wake him up and give him his memories back.
All of them. And that's the end of the episode. What were your best
Jason,
points?
hilarious.
Yeah, he is funny.
Just kidding. It was cancer. Watch me do a handstand. Hysterical. Michael, I like him fighting for the humans, as he always does. There's also this moment where, like, the judge gives her ruling that Michael, you were correct, you win. And
Sean's like, huh?
Michael is like on the brink of tears. It's very sweet. Eleanor, I really love her. Again, Eleanor and Chidi moments of like her not being able to express herself about Chidi at his funeral. It's extremely sweet. Janet is great. Tahani actually says some very sweet things in this episode. Bad Janet for stepping up and cheating in the mailman outfit.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. So my best part, I liked the funerals. I thought the
I did too.
funerals were hilarious. All the Janets, because, obviously I love good Janet and I love bad Janet stepping up. But when they all of the Janets appear, there's like a roller disco
Well,
Janet.
they had mentioned one disco Janet
I know.
before of like, yeah, that was a disco Janet we tried a while back, but
Yeah.
I think they got like a disco ball from her or
Yeah,
something.
something like that. And so I really love that. I love Michael arguing for the humans, and I do. I love Eleanor in this. So what were your worst parts?
Sean and the Good Place Committee. There's at one
Oh,
point where they had just gotten the ruling that Earth is going to be canceled, and so Eleanor runs to the Good Place Committee and is just like, "Hey, what are you guys going to do about this?" And this guy goes, "I'm going to write a sternly worded letter." And they're like, "I don't know about
that might
sternly."
not be the right
And
tone.
then he's like, "You're right. I resign." It's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
To me, it's like, is that goodness? I don't.
No, again, that's the whole point, I
I
think.
guess that they're actually bad place. I don't know. It just seems kind of weird that they're supposed to represent the good place. But yeah, my worst parts, yeah, definitely they were part of it. And I had not written that down. Sean, I didn't like the judge. I mean, just like, well, it's just too hard. We're just gonna get rid of it. We aren't gonna do the work. It's like, that's not right. What grade did you give this episode?
B plus.
I give you B plus also.
I think if Chidi was in it, I would give it an A minus.
But no cheating, damn it.
No cheating awake.
No. But we are getting down to it with this show. It is really very interesting. And we are looking forward to sharing more of it with you. We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.